The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to The Score Report, where I debate the controversies between the lines. This is your host, DJ Goat, and let's tackle this show together. Hey everyone, it's your boy DJ Goat here, and today we have another guest. I know last week we had Chris on, and That went really well. I really, really, really loved it. And, you know, he was someone who considered himself to be less in touch with the sports world. But I don't know. He was definitely, he knew his stuff. He knew his stuff. But today I've got someone with me, Cole. Cole, say hi.
How's it going, folks?
Cole definitely has a history of sports, watching sports, playing sports, high school, peewee, college. So we're gonna get a different perspective today of someone who plays, you know, I would say more sports throughout their life. So Cole, you grew up in Montana. What were sports like there? What did you play? What was around? What was like some of the more prominent sports in Montana?
Okay, so Montana it's a lot different from where we go to school here in San Francisco. I mean, obviously, but big time sports in Montana, it's really all football. That's really all that matters. It's so where I come from, it's small town football. Like, you know, every adult you see walking around town, you know that either they played for the Bengals in high school or they played for the Bruins. You know, the coffee shops were filled with trophies and newspaper clippings of the last Friday night's game. Football is really everything where I come from. And on the girls' side, soccer is a pretty big deal. A lot of supporters get out for tennis. You know, not as many as football, understandably, because it's a big, it's our culture is based around high school football where I come from. It's pretty drastically different than where we're at now.
Yeah, what's funny is that in this area, we definitely don't have much football in, you know, like California in general. So Montana football is huge. You know, you're talking about women's soccer, stuff like that. So you yourself played football, is my guess. So I'm going to assume that you played football growing up. How was your success? How did your teams do? What would you say was your most successful season of football?
Okay, so I'm going to start off with that first one. I started playing flag football in kindergarten, and I played that until fourth grade when I switched over to small fry football, which is, it's tackle football, but we played in the fifth and sixth and then seventh and eighth grade divisions, so it was split up by every 2 years. My fifth grade year, we lost in the city championship. My sixth grade year, we lost in the semifinals, so, you know, really disappointing. It was tough. But my seventh grade year, we won the city championship, and my eighth grade year, I mean, it's kind of crazy to say this, but my eighth grade year, I swear I was on the best small fry football team in the nation. We made it to the championship without a single team getting a first down on us, which was, it's absolutely ridiculous. It's pretty much unheard of. So we didn't even get scored on until the final play of the city championship because we had on our four string guys, like, you know, I'd have to say my eighth grade season was the most successful in that regard. But personally, my personal best season would have been my senior year of high school for sure. I was named all conference, which was a very big honor, and I also won a coach's award, and I was appointed team captain by my peers for multiple games. So, personally, senior year was my most successful.
Yeah, and I've seen some of his highlights from his senior year, and they're definitely, he's dominant. That's to say the least. You were pretty freaking good. So you go to college. Obviously, we go to college together. You play lacrosse. What? Why not go to college for football? Like you were obviously really good at football. You're obviously really good at lacrosse too. So why lacrosse over football? Like what was that all about? What was your choice there?
So really, there's two main reasons I didn't go play college football. One was because I didn't get an offer to play college football in California, you know, away from home. I wanted to get out, but I got some offers in state in Washington, Idaho, like close to home. I really felt like these 4 years were mine to make my own and try something new. So that's really the first reason. But the second reason was I went my whole career playing D end, and it was just because of the personnel we had. They put me at D end, which is just not the position I probably should have ended up at, as I'm 195 pounds my senior year, which was definitely a little undersized for that D line position. But I used my slighter stature to my advantage. I'm relatively tall, so I got long limbs, and I was pretty fast, so I could get the drop on a lot of those tackles. But when it comes to collegiate football, I would not have been able to play D end in college. I would have had to switch over to probably a safety position, something like that, something that utilizes my speed a little bit better, and one that didn't require so much size. But the fact that I'm taller and slightly bigger, is it perfectly translates over to my play style in lacrosse, and that's really just why it's why I'm where I'm at today.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I can tell you guys by sitting here with you, Cole, that being 6'4", probably 200 plus pounds, definitely translates to the lacrosse field. He's like constantly always the biggest one out there, and you know, the tallest, strongest. So it's crazy you'd end up being like a free safety. Like, it's weird going from, you know, defensive line to free safety, which is crazy. You never played safety or anything, did you?
Nope. I was a DN since I started.
Yeah, that's wild. That is crazy. You ever play basketball or anything?
I did. I played basketball until my senior year of high school. I never got into basketball when I was younger, just because I wasn't as tall as I was, so it was just not very enjoyable. But as I got taller, like into my junior and senior year of high school, basketball was one of the sports I had the most fun playing. It was an absolute blast.
Yeah, I feel like basketball is one of those sports where if you're not committed to it always, like 100% of the time, that you end up playing it and like you love it. Like you said, you love it, but you end up, I don't know, not wanting to continue past like high school. Like high school was fun, you know, but I'm not going to keep playing or anything. Like, what do you think about that?
100%. Well, personally, my opinion, college basketball is by far the hardest sport to go play college, and I don't even think it's close. Because when you look at it, the fact they only have an 11-man roster, and coming from the northwest part of the country, basketball is just not the same animal that it is, down in Cali or back east. It's just not even close. So that's really why I feel it was never even a thought of mine to try to play college basketball.
Yeah, which is fair. I'm 5'9". That was never a thought of mine either. So, so we know your playing history and stuff. Did you like watching? Like what? I know you said you were a Colts fan. And the Colts, they played tonight actually. I didn't check the score, but yeah, they played the Steelers tonight. But yeah, so you're a Colts fan and you live in Montana. How does that work out, and how often would you say you watch football? Like, when did you fall in love with watching football and stuff?
So for me, I've always had to be a Colts fan just because what happened was my dad was getting treatment in Indianapolis at right around the same time I was born. So I was born in Indy, and my dad was always a Colts fan, and it just worked out. I've always been a Colts fan my whole life, never liked any other team. But it's definitely interesting to be – I'm really the only Colts fan I know at home. And the thing that's cool about home is that we don't have a professional football team, so everyone likes a different team. So it's always fun. It makes things interesting.
Yeah, for sure. And that's super interesting why you like the Colts. Like that's a pretty good story, you know. I'm a Seahawks fan. I'm from Washington, you know, grew up super close to Seattle, so mine's not super crazy, but being a Colts fan in Montana definitely is a sight to behold for sure. What would you say are the most prominent like NFL teams? Who's the most liked teams, I would say? Like who are those?
So the two main ones for sure, and it's not even really close, are the Seahawks and the Broncos. They're just the closest teams to home, and there is just an ungodly amount of Seahawks fans at home. It's wild. But close second is definitely Denver. And then I'd probably say Patriots is up there because, you know, they've been good for such a long period of time. Vikings is a pretty big one as well, being that close to Minnesota. But yeah, no, it's definitely Seahawks, and it's not even close.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go on the no boat with like the Patriots there. Go Hawks for sure. Broncos country, let's ride. I've loved seeing Russell Wilson really fail. That makes our side of the trade look so much better. And Geno's been cooking. Geno's been doing his thing. He had a tough week this week, but you know, he's been doing his thing, and the Hawks look pretty good. So at school here, I'm gonna ask you, like, what would you say is your favorite sport to watch so far at school? What would you say is your favorite sport to watch, and how do you think that, like, did you ever watch those sports at home? Like, your favorite sport to watch here, is it something that you've watched at home a lot? Like, did you go to your high school games for that sport and you know, so on?
So at home, definitely my favorite sports to watch were basketball and volleyball. When that was really the only sports we watched at home. I'd go to some of the track meets to watch some of my boys run, but that was really about it. But here, I can definitely say my favorite sport to watch has been girls lacrosse. And that's really because at home, like when I got to school here and I watched the Penguins play their season opener, it was my first time ever watching a girls lacrosse game. So it's really interesting to learn, because it really is a completely different sport than boys lacrosse. So it's a lot of fun to look at the differences in rules and play styles and strategies. But it's definitely been girls lacrosse for sure. I have a lot of fun at those games.
Yeah, and girls lacrosse is a first-year program here. And so it really has been cool to watch them, you know, get their footing and find out who they are, because they're basically a team of freshmen. That's pretty much what that is. So they're a team of freshmen with, you know, a few people transferring in and stuff. And coach has been doing a great job there, and you know, really, really proud of the fall they had. And it's such a cool opportunity to be part of a year one team. And yeah, so no girls lacrosse back home. What were some of the more prominent like women's teams? Like, so you talked about soccer. Were they any good? Did they win often? And any other sports that were good or that were huge?
So for me, our girls soccer team was pretty horrible. They did not win very many games. I don't even know how many goals they scored, to be honest with you. But my junior year, my girls basketball team won state volleyball and state basketball. So that was really cool to watch, and it was a lot of fun to be a part, or not be a part, but to watch those games go down. And as well, my senior year, we won the national, or not national, but state basketball tournament as well. So that was really cool.
Yeah, for sure. That's awesome. I get that. Our like men's team is supposed to be really good. We have some crazy 5-star too, which is cool. And, yeah, so it's been interesting to hear. So Montana definitely does not have a whole lot of people in it. That's definitely not something that, you know, Montana's not known for being a huge state like Texas or New York, which has like the most condensed area of people or whatever. How do you must know everyone in your state basically, right? Like, is that something like, can you even name someone off the top of your head, like the best athlete in Montana that you've ever, like, that you went to high school with or who graduated the same year as you or whatever? Like, was it that small of a state?
Yeah, 100%. Pretty much, especially for football, we know all the best players from pretty much all the teams. I mean, like, Billings West was really dominant. They had Taco Dollar and Caden Dollar, those two receivers. They're both at the Bobcats now, I believe. Just two studs. And senior year, we had Braden Cook was the best basketball player in the state, and it wasn't even close. Everyone knows who Braden was. Let me think. We had Trey Tinsinger was a high jump kid that everyone in the entire state knew. But yeah, there's definitely some legends, and really everyone knows everyone.
Okay, running low on time here. So final question. Who do you think is the best running back of all time in the NFL?
For me, it's not even close, and it's a pretty obvious decision, but I'm going with Frank Gore. Dude put up some crazy numbers throughout his career. And just really an athletic weapon. There's really nothing else you can say about him.
Oh, boy. Barry Sanders is the right answer there. I'm going to have to go, the wrong buzzer. But yeah, thank you for coming on, Cole. I appreciate you taking your time out, you know, out of your day to do this with me. And we'll have to hang out soon, watch some football, something like that.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good night.